From the front lines of freedom in the heart of forgotten America, right here in the center of it all, Michigan, it's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for this day, Thursday, June 6th, 2019, the commemoration of D-Day 75 years later. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Americans fear fake news more than global warming, terrorism, racism, and just about everything else. Yep, the fear of getting bad information, reckless information, a big concern to millions. Number two, in Michigan, be careful when you get mouthy with a dog catcher because going forward, they may be armed and ready to deal with your unruly pets and you too. And number one, of course, today, 75 years ago, on the beaches of France, tens of thousands of Americans, British and Canadian troops began the most daring invasion maybe in world history. Behind enemy lines, tens of thousands more parachuted into the unknown. And today we benefit from the sacrifices they made. The sacrifices they made on the beaches of France throughout World War II and throughout our history. But an important day and an important commemoration. We'll get to that, but first, this breaking news. Earlier today, Michigan military veteran and businessman John James announcing that he will run again, seeking the Republican nomination for the United States Senate seat in Michigan. I'd like to announce I'm running for U.S. Senate after careful deliberation and thoughtful prayer. I believe that the time again is to serve. I believe that right now nothing has changed. James appearing on Fox News about 30 minutes ago. I still have a passion for service. I still have a clear vision. Understand that service is before self. Now, his announcement comes as, I wouldn't say it's a surprise. I would say that some were hoping for it. James went from being a relatively unknown entity and beat Sandy Pensler in the primary in 2018 to take on Debbie Stabenow, whom he lost to in the midterm elections of 2018. But he said he's ready to try again. We need the courage that was exhibited to us on D-Day, he said. We need politicians who will go into Washington and will put service before self. We need people who understand that this country is broken because career politicians continue to run on the issues without any inkling or desire to fix them. And a brand new John James for Senate website is up and running, promoting James as the political outsider and suggesting Peters of Bloomfield Township has failed Michigan. It's not clear yet, according to the Detroit News, who's running the James campaign. His 2018 campaign manager, Tori Sachs, said she is not working for James in 2020, but is fully supporting anything that he does. John James, a true patriot who has dedicated his life to the service of our nation, said Michigan's GOP chair, Laura Cox. I mean, this is a big story because John James ran in a competitive race against Debbie Stabenow. I think he lost by 6 points. I'd have to go back and check my math. I think it was about 6 points. On 6 points. You got that? You said you got that queued up, Alex? All right, so we're going to go back to November the 5th. An interview I did with John James on the 5th of November last year, just before the election. Go ahead and roll that.
I support strong immigration reform, and Debbie Stabenow has been in a position to get this done and has failed. I support Kate's Law. Senator Stabenow voted against it. I know that we need to defund sanctuary cities. I would defund sanctuary cities and give that money to ICE. Debbie Stabenow supports lawlessness, open borders, and has voted against things that would keep us safe. I'm the only one in this race who's ever actually had to secure a border. I would defund sanctuary cities, give that money to ICE, give it to Customs and Border Patrol, make sure that we strengthen our borders. But at the same time, we need to have comprehensive immigration reform because legal immigration is an economic and moral imperative for the United States of America. We need to do the right thing the right way, and Debbie Stabenow has proven that she is a rubber stamp for Chuck Schumer and the liberal left agenda. That and she cares more about getting reelected than representing the people. We need to make sure we secure our borders, but that we do it in a compassionate manner and in an urgent manner. And she will not do that.
And there you have it, John James appearing on this program with me on November 5th, 2018, a couple of days before the day before the election, I guess it was. James this morning saying, I am confident that next year Michigan will send a leader to the U.S. Senate who will get something done for the people of our state. It's time for a change from Gary Peters, who has been so ineffective that 43% of Michigan voters don't even know his name. Peters, seeking a second term, has been ramping up fundraising efforts in recent weeks, and a new online fundraising pitch tells supporters, John James is in. We need your support. A former congressman and investment, well, he was considered a backbench member of Congress when he jumped into the race in 2014. And the Republicans didn't field a very significant candidate that year and had great difficulty. Gary Peters was one of the only Democrats to do well in that election cycle. One of the very few, in fact. A former congressman and an investment advisor from Oakland County, he has military credentials like John James. He served a decade in the U.S. Navy Reserve. He sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and the Commerce Committee. But James is different, an Iraq War veteran, a combat pilot, endorsed by President Donald Trump and Kid Rock, for good measure, in 2018. And in recent weeks, he has been recruited by Republican leaders in the Senate and the House, where they hope to convince James to run for Congress in Michigan's 11th Congressional District against Haley Stevens of Rochester Hills. He was considered by the White House as a candidate to be the next ambassador to the United Nations earlier this year before the nomination went to U.S. Ambassador to Canada Kelly Knight Kraft. Trump has called James a rising star. And I would expect the president to come to Michigan in part in 2019 and 2020 to support the James campaign. James said he would be supporting Trump 2,000%, aligning himself with Trump's agenda on sanctuary cities and the southern border to his economic policies, as you just heard from that comment from November the 5th. He's the president of the James Group International, a supply chain management firm, his family business in southwest Detroit. I understand what we need to do because I have experience as a business leader, as a job creator, how to protect our economy from socialism, how to bring people together and unite people to make sure that we can defeat the evils that face us today. That's more of what he said this morning on Fox. So big news from John James. And he performed better than expected in his unsuccessful challenge to Stabenow. He lost her in November by 6 points. I was right about that. 275,000 votes. He raised more than $12.5 million. Stabenow had $18 million, so he was short on the money game. But this time around, he will be much more effective, I believe. Still, James won the most votes of any Republican top-of-the-ticket candidate in the past decade, topping the number of votes that Rick Snyder won in his 2010 race to be governor in a landslide victory. So that's pretty impressive. James won the most votes of any Republican. Think about that. Plus, he'd be a black senator in the Republican Party, and a black senator from Michigan would be a first that would show Republican diversity. But I don't care about that. I care about the fact that he's a quality individual. From the moment that I first met John James 3 years ago now on Mackinac Island, I thought, this is a good guy. It's 14 after. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show, and I support John James. Good guy. We'll be right back.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.